discussions about expanding news on Saturday as well.
Yeah, well, I thank you all very much for listening to me so courteously.
Thank you. All right. And also, you know, that speaks to the issue of volunteers. When you have volunteers, they come when they can.
Yes.
But when you have paid people, that you know, that you can have a greater control over there.
And you can't blame them. Often we have volunteers who do really good work, but they can only do it for so long before they, you know, need to move on to other things, or sometimes based on the training they get in our department, move on to go to work for places like NBC, CNN, et cetera. And
some
multinational
corporation.
There are many.
VAI, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Amanda. Addressing envelopes as we speak. And fighting off air pollution coming in from outside. I want to say that the news department, the weekday news department, over the years has been fantastic about covering disability issues in the news. So I don't know if we're just lucky. It seems to be the best department in terms of disability awareness. And this is a request. And welcome, Mr. Rojas.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is a request that when you go out into the community, that you please only hold those shows in the community in places that are wheelchair accessible and not segregated.
Yeah, okay, point well taken.
Sign language interpreters would be a good thing, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
BAI, you're on the air.
Well, hello. Welcome to you, Mr. Rojas. And Bernard, I cannot imagine hearing your voice in the morning. So I'd like to prepare myself. When are you not going to be there?
In March, I probably won't. But, you know, it'll be a gradual changeover.
But this is not to say that Bernard's voice will not be on the WBAIA waves at all. You will be able to hear him at other times as we move to restructure various programs.
And we fully expect to exploit him to the max when it comes to fundraising, as we have for 15 years now.
Exactly.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Wonderful WBAI. I love it.
And thank you. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, good morning. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Mr. Rojas. I am a longtime listener and a supporter, and I'm really pleased to hear you talk about wanting more female participation and more volunteers. Specifically, I'm calling about the Out FM program, which is the program that gives voice to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that program has undergone a lot of changes lately, resulting, to my knowledge, in absolutely no African-American, male or female, representation of that collective. Now, rather than just sit back and lament this fact, I've called several times to the Out FM voicemail and immediately following the program to express my desire to become involved with that collective. And, you know, with the exception of one person, no one has returned my call. And the one person who did return the call, he indicated that there was a forthcoming meeting, but he failed to confirm the date. And I've called him several times. So my question is, how does one become involved with these various collectives that are being formed? And secondly, do you not want these collectives to be diversely constituted so that they better reflect the communities they purport to represent?
Well, obviously we do, not just in terms of representation, but in terms of service. Now, of course, Tony Glover, who goes back a long way with Out FM, I'm not sure if he has actually been on the air over the last 2 or 3 months, but he has participated in a number of meetings. Tony Glover is African American. We also have Asian Americans involved, Latinos involved, whites involved, women and men.
But no African Americans, because I'm calling as an African American wanting to be involved, and they've been totally unresponsive.
The collective, very short time ago, was three quarters African American. We had Chaz and Vanessa, and
but that collective has gone through a change.
Well, they've added more. By the way, I just want to say that I did receive your call, but I got it while I was supposed to be in the studio here for this program.
Well, this is not really directed to the staff. It's
no, but I wanted to let you know. I could not find any schedule for a meeting today. You did, I believe you called me. So
yes, I called there, but Mike.
If anyone from Out FM knows if there is a meeting today, perhaps you could let us.
But more importantly, to be responsive, because my complaint is not with the WBAI staff. It's more specifically devoted to the Out FM collective. They're just not being responsive to individuals who are expressing a desire to volunteer their time?
Well, I can take that. I believe I fielded one of those calls from you maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I do have your note, so I will relay it. The thing to remember about OutFM is that OutFM has been trying to really reform itself as a collective from the ground up, and there are as many as 11 people who are engaged in that show right now, trying to parse out exactly how that's balanced. That may explain the lack of a return phone call, but believe me, I've sat in on enough OutFM meetings to know that that they want maximum diversity in all ways on that program, which caller is why they've determined to be a collective rather than a show helmed by a host or a host and co-host. It's certainly their aim, so all we have to do is some follow-up here.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. I would just like to see that aim be reflected in their application, because they're just not being responsive.
I would guarantee that based on this call, you'll probably get a call within the next 24 hours.
Well, I would really appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you for being persistent.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, it's David from out in New Rochelle.
Hi, Dave.
I have got some points. I'll just read them real quick, not taking up much time. As I see it myself, this is an opinion thing, there are two people who have shows there that are absolutely unique. That is, there's no one like them in this country, maybe on the planet. One of them is the Taking Aim people. And the second one is, and I know you don't agree with this, is Armand. Because you've told me that there's probably others around who could substitute. I'm going to ask Don, perhaps you could schedule your lunches at some time 4 days a week where you can listen to the thing. And after about 8 times, you'll get to know the guy, and you'll see his good and you'll see his bad. But I do believe he's unique for WBA, is wonderful. Number three, I'm sorry, I've numbered these things funny. A Bernardless wake-up call. Please do not have, like, two people sitting there on the microphone talking to each other, joking around, stuff like that. We want to get new things. It's like a news program to me. Have guests. And if you can't get outside guests, maybe you can get Sharan and somebody else named Hampton on there. Those guys, those people, are very interesting. Get them talking together. Those are the only two, I think, who could talk together.
Okay.
Here, quick. There's 7 bad words that the FCC hates. There's a song or two that are played in the daytime that have those words. The FCC is probably just looking for an excuse to knock you off the air. Just be aware of that. The news, the FSRN, the free speech one, it seems to me that that is rip and read, and like training for a professional job later, I don't like. Okay, for a computer, when you guys have a show where you have a big guest or something and you have call-ins coming, perhaps you could have a second person there with a computer reading email, and those that he judges important enough could hand over as an idea or suggestion or a question. I got only 3 more things. Bro and them in the movies.
3 more.
Well, hang on, just quick.
Deeper,
Bro and so
quick.
And forth on the movies. Could they please, it seemed like they were reading from a script, could they please put that on the net so we can read them and have them for history? And final one here, the schedule on the computer. Could you put more detail in there, especially for alternating programs? You know, they're every other week and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You could have a code, a one-letter code by ones that each one that does that, and then at the bottom you'd have a footnote per code. Like, you know, one code might go for 3 programs, and it would say what they, you know, what.
Okay. We have all of that under development, and they will be made manifest when we relaunch the website on February the 15th. But thanks for all of your very detailed suggestions.
Yes, indeed. There is one thing, though. Armand, I think, does a wonderful program, and it is unique. That is why he is here. And no one else would, you know, that doesn't exist.
And I have listened to Armand's program. And I have, in fact, had a very positive meeting with Mr. DeMille. So rest assured, as a fan of his, that Armin is not going to be going anywhere.
Right. B.A.I., you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Grey Wolf. I'm sorry. I had to wait so long. I didn't realize I would get on the air. But anyway, listen, Bernard, I wanted to say, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that you're leaving the Wake Up Call show. Now, I look forward to listening to your sonorous voice, and I'm being facetious when I say that, but I've listened to you for so long. And I'm sorry that Matthew Finch is not, I guess he's going to go on to bigger and better things, but Matthew's been with BII for so long. I hope that you're...
I'm actually just moving down the hall.
Oh, okay. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be returning to my love and to my spirit, which is music and poetry and books and ideas.
You were very much into spiritual things when I first began to listen to BA. I know that was a long time ago. But
we
anyway.
Straightened them out of that.
Yeah, I learned some lessons. I'm much more skeptical about those things, and the people who taught me to be skeptical are, in fact, the most spiritual people I know.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing, because we should never take anything for granted. Listen, I also wanted to congratulate you on some of the programming that I like. First of all, Hugh Hamilton. And I also wanted to second the motion where Armin DeMille is concerned, because actually Armin DeMille's center saved my life. When I was listening to him about 10, 12 years ago, and I was very, very depressed and very suicidal, I called him and went to his center and saw one of his therapists who helped me a great deal. The third person that I want to also congratulate is the fellow who comes on at 1 o'clock on Sundays. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now.
Sheldon Walden?
Yes, Sheldon Walden. Does an excellent, excellent program. So I just wanted to say kudos for those people, and I wanted to also say, Bernard, congratulations and the best of luck to you and to Matthew for moving on to bigger and better things. Okay?
Well, thank you.
You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm just calling to congratulate you for your new position as, you said, program director, right?
Yes.
Yes, and to welcome Don Rojas. I know him quite well. I know he doesn't know who he's speaking here. But I really look forward to some good work.
Sounds like an island man.
Yeah, from St. Vincent. But I really look forward to some good work from you based on your progressive history.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep on listening.
I will.
And spread the word.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
B.A.I., you're on there.
Yes. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Doing just fine.
Oh, thank you so much. To Mr. Rojas there, I welcome you. I've somewhat followed your career over at the Black World Today, and I'm so grateful that you're still in the land of the living here after that tragedy in Grenada.
Thank you, man.
And I mean this deeply, that I'm really looking forward to your contributions here at our station. I've been a stay-at-home mother for about 15 years now, and I've moved from the city over to suburbia, and it's this station that's kept me connected with my former life as a part-time activist, so to speak. And you've kept me outraged and informed and inspired and even aroused. And that's you, Matthew, with that wonderful palette of literature you've exposed me to.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to return Susie Bright's call and we'll do the best erotica of 2002.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. But,
watch out for those FCC airs.
Arousing radio, WBAI.
But seriously, the one contribution I wanted to share that I know you've done this for more people than myself, and that is you've helped me to grow up and release the racialist views I've had. I'm a black woman. And it's through my experiences through that coup that I recognize that it's not necessarily about race, and that we have to look beyond that to people's postures and the work that they're doing and their ideology and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you did that for me. I couldn't have gone there, I don't believe, without having listened to the myriad of programming that you guys have done. And regarding Amy, I think she's very crazy. But she's crazy because she's given up probably the position of being a world-class journalist to doing what she's doing for black people and for wronged people.
Well, let me just say, Amy is a world-class journalist. She may not be considered a mainstream media star, but she is a highly competent person. And I want to thank you for the sentiments you just expressed, Sister. Yours is a testimony to the value of this radio station and this institution to our community. All that you've said, and I can feel it. I can feel the sincerity in your voice. And I'm sure there are thousands and thousands more like yourself who have been touched to their deepest souls of one way or another by what WBAI has done over the years. So thank you very much for your call and for your continued support.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
This is Astro Calm Chelsea. How you doing?
Okay, Astro.
How's the library?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things I think WBAIF and radio has to do, which they're not doing to the full extent which is possible, although I try to do it as best I can, is reach out to the people who are disabled and homeless on the street there by telling them that by calling Social Security at 1-800-772-1213, contacting Social Security or calling information, get Social Security toll-free number, they can get the booklets of Social Security there, Understanding Social Security and SSI, Supplementary Security Income, and Medicare, and they're eligible for food stamps, and men wouldn't die leaning in the streets on a church vestibule there, like the New York Times reported today. I know a black man there who was homeless, and I gave him $1 every time I saw him, and I kept on encouraging him to go to welfare and allowed to be on welfare for 5 years in New York State, and he went. He got welfare and food stamp Medicaid, and then he went to see a psychologist for being homeless and in jail. And he got SSI and food stamp Medicaid, and he's got all that. Why don't the churches reach out to them more? They're supposed to be Christian and Jewish and Hebrew and Muslim. Why don't they reach out? Why don't they let them die in front of their churches there, like in the New York Times today? All of us have to get together as a community there and reach out. Like the Community Service Society has an entitlement manual for 500 pages there, and put that on the internet and so forth, so people know their rights under the law.
Okay.
But the children in high school before they graduate know they're allowed to collect unemployment insurance when they're not working there for 39 weeks or 26 weeks if they work 20 weeks. Let them know if they get hurt on a job, they're allowed to collect workman's compensation if they get hurt off the job, disability or SSI. Let them all know those things.
All right.
Train them in high school.
Thank you. Thank you, Astro. Of course, this is the report to the listener. Mark Leoso, you wanted to add to that?
I wanted to thank Astro and ask him to give us that number again, but I guess he's gone away.
Yeah, I'm afraid this time. Okay. This time he's gone away. Again, this is the report to the listener on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, 26 minutes past 4 o'clock, and you are on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi, this is Patty from New York City, and I'm calling. I'm really glad to hear that there's a not that there's no women on there, but that there's actually the operations manager and another group of people to address this today. And welcome, Don Rojas.
Thank you.
I want to say what I find a couple of the things that I would like to see change. I don't really hear, to me, enough intellectual debate among diverse people discussing topics. We're almost to a war right now, and I don't know. I remember the old, also, so I wish there was a little more intellectual debate, really, some people talking to each other. And also the strip programming that is an old part of the old Pacifica's five-year plan, the five-year plan, and where one host is the same over 5 days. I think that I would like to see that changed. I remember the old talkback slot with Playfell Benjamin and Malachi McCourt, and each day you had a different voice with different people calling in and other interests, and I would like to see something like that come back. And also, you know, the Independent Media Center, as well as other groups around, there's the Yaya Bulletin, these youth groups, but the Independent Media Center puts out a newspaper. They do training. Half of their people are working for Democracy Now, you know, because WBAI did not have a space for these young journalists that are really good. And some of these people, you know, have taken the time to read many documents and really know what's happening in the world today. And I don't understand why there's not at least an independent media show on there or some real collaboration. I mean, the old days of Pacifica, everybody on the radio was 20, 25 years old. Now you have to have special youth programming, and that doesn't make sense to me. The young people know what's happening, and there should be a lot more of that, just, you know, discussing all topics, not just youth topics. And also, now that Democracy Now! Isn't a Pacifica Network program anymore, that she's gone independent, I'm hoping that there's going to be some real looking around and finding these people, more people, to take, not that she's leaving the airways, no, nobody, don't get excited, she's not leaving, but I'm saying it's not a Pacifica program. We need more of our own, more people brought up and educated, trained to do journalism, and I'm hoping for much more of that, and also to keep the arts programming. And there seems to be lots of music these days, which I love music, but I think that more art things, programs, theater or something else, or try to see if there's other diverse. There's no Arabic music, there's no Asian real music, you know. It seems to be one kind of music or a couple kinds, and I would like to see, you know, really a world music also or something. And, you know, we always mention Asian, Black, Latino, you know, but there's like whole Eastern European people that are also oppressed. There's all kinds of small groups of people that are oppressed, and I think that we haven't reached out to any of those people. It's like they're also non-existent. And so I look forward to seeing what you have to say, and hopefully that it will become the really diverse radio station that will bring in all the people that we need to support the network, and also that will be really, you know, what I think would educate us all about all the different cultures, and not the ghettoization, but a real bringing together of diverse people together. That's what I would like to see.
Okay, Patty, thank you very much for those very constructive suggestions and recommendations. Many of them, in fact, we are in the process of giving very serious thought to how to incorporate them into our content and into our programming. Thank you for those ideas. Okay, we're going to continue now. There are lots of calls waiting. Hello, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to welcome you on board, Mr. Rojas. I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry to hear that Bernard will not be doing the wake-up show anymore, but he's been elevated to a different position?
Yes, he has been elevated to the position he already had.
Okay.
But he's now going to be focusing his energies and his talents on the position of program director.
Okay, and I hear Michael Fisk is going to be moving on, but he'll still be part of the family. That's great. One of the reasons I'm calling is I'd like to see shows like Taking Aim. And I know it only comes, Tuesdays, 1 hour, and I'd like to hopefully maybe see, be given more time or the hours expand, because I like shows that dealing with conspiracies and government, what have you. Just, it's more raw, you know. I mean, Hugh Hampton is good, but, you know, his show for me, anyways, is not really raw, you know. And I'd like to see shows like that, Earl Caldwell, you know, maybe you could do something about that, his hours. And maybe you can also maybe look about having a show dealing with the paranormal, you know, extraterrestrial. I'm sure you have a lot of people that, your listeners that would like to have something like that. You know, even if it's a, 1 hour.
For entertainment purposes only.
Well, it's not entertainment. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that you know, really into that, you know.
Sir, we have had proposals for such programs, and once again, if you were just listening to the previous caller, the wish list is could go from one end of Manhattan Island to another. There are only 24 hours in the day.
I understand, but you know, what for instance, Hugh Hampton, while his show is good, why does he get, you know, why is he afforded 2 hours a day for 4 days a week? I mean, you know. I mean, is it because his time, that time slot is successful? Because if that's the case, then that's understandable. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. He gets 2 hours. And, you know, and again, his show is good. I just like to see other you know, like a show maybe like Take Your Name or Carl will get more hours. That's all.
Okay.
No, I have no problem with Hugh Hampton. He's good. I just like to see, you know, program a lot more raw. You know, just certain things that, you know, he won't talk about, he won't do. And I just, you know, feel like people like Take Your Name or a call or whatever that you may have in the future.
All right. Thank you for those comments. So we'll take them into consideration.
Okay, and we'll move on. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Alfred, and I'm from New York City. And I'd like to also welcome Mr. Rojas. This is in reference to the morning show. I think that Bernard will be greatly missed. But I think that if possible, Matthew Finch would be a perfect substitute for Bernard. And on that show, he could also take care of his music, poetry, books, and ideals, I think.
Well, and, not enough hours in the day to do all of that.
Well, not in a morning. The mornings have evolved.
The morning comes too early. That's
the morning does come too early. Although I love doing the freedom of morning radio, but the way mornings are going to be shaping up is in the wake up call tradition, and that is to do things rather rapidly. Mm-hmm. If we are to upgrade news and all those other things, the kind of programming that I had done on Friday mornings, you know, in years past, and that I do on Friday afternoons, it would be very hard to shoehorn that material into the format that will be evolving into Wake Up Call. But I'm flattered.
Well, I understand. I've heard you do the show, and that's the reason I'm suggesting this. The thing about the morning show is that it's the first show that a lot of us listen to in the morning. And if the mix is not just right, it can be a disaster. So I'm hoping that a great deal of attention is paid to that aspect. Also, I'd like to suggest that maybe shows like Amy's show, Democracy Now!, might be repeated at night for those of us who can't hear it during the day. And thank you for everything. Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you.
All right, the WBAI, you are on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, good morning. I mean, good afternoon. I'm sorry.
Could you turn your radio down?
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Okay, in just the interim, I just want to say that I did receive a hotline call from one of the members of Out FM, and they're trying to get through onto the line to give some response to that generous listener who was asking about the composition of that collective. So if we're lucky, we'll have a rep from Out FM on the air before we wrap up.
I told her.
Sorry about that. I just have to say, and I'm going to be brief, I have to thank you, the gentleman who met with us Monday in the afternoon, and I got to have my say about including people with disabilities. And if you're going to cover all the communities, and you're saying you're going to go out to all the communities, don't forget us, okay? That's all I'm saying. And if I came on too strong to that gentleman and with my passion, I'd like to apologize. I don't know whether he's there
Sister,
or not.
This is the gentleman you met with. This is Don Rojas. There's nothing. There is no need for you to apologize at all. In fact, you spoke passionately in that meeting. You spoke from your heart, and I appreciated the sentiments. And rest assured, when we do go out into the communities, we will, in fact, be reaching out as sensitively as we possibly can to the disability community as well. So there's nothing to apologize for. And thank you also for all of your many hours of volunteer work for the station. We really appreciate that, and we hope that you can continue.
Thank
and the
you.
Fun the fun drive starts February 12th. We expect to see you here every day.
and I'm sorry we're losing wake-up call. I'll have to inform
my friends.
No,
we're not losing wake-up call. We're not losing wake-up call. Wake-up call is going to continue. Bernard White, who has hosted wake-up call, is moving on to concentrate his talents and energies as program director. But wake-up call is still going to be there.
Okay.
It's going to be as good as it has always been.
Okay. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, one of the new programs that we've started is The Largest Minority, which is a collective of people who are challenged to have come together to assure that their voice is heard. So perhaps, Debbie, you can get in touch with them. And
In fact, Debbie, I've already mentioned not only your ongoing support for the station, but the fact that you have air experience on WBAI to that group. They've expressed interest to me, and working to the extent that I have worked with the largest minority crew who are in a pilot mode, it has been an education and a half for me. And these are people who are coming with a tremendous passion for the medium, which I think is, no matter what, essential to this whole damn process. I mean, we're not a magazine, we're a radio station. And and if people wanted a radio, if people want to listen to the radio, they turn on the radio. It sounds simplistic, but if they want text, they go to a magazine store. And we have to, that's the duty of all this training that we have to engage in now. And it's WBAI, the report to the listener, and you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
I'm a listener from the Bronx. And I look forward to Democracy Now! And the wake-up call in the morning. And I have a concern. Once Bernard leaves, will they be changing his theme song? And if so, would it be possible for Bernard to compile a CD with his theme song and the various other songs he plays before that on the CD and put it up as a pledge?
That's a good idea.
Also, you should really increase Earl Caldwell's time. I want to emphasize what another caller had said. You know, give some of Hugh Hamilton's time to Earl Caldwell. That would be great. Okay?
Well, thanks for most of your sentiments. Thank you for calling.
All right, WBAI. Good afternoon. You're on report to the listener.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I would say this is the lowest keyed report to the listener I've ever heard, and I've heard almost all of them. Naturally, I wish you all the best.
What do you mean by low-key, sir?
Well, I mean you don't refer to the war. I think Patty was the first one to refer to that or to the vast unemployment or anything. I think it's always important to say that you're in touch with reality. This is Monroe, Don. I'm sorry we didn't have our get-together because you would have benefited by it. I gave Pauline
We did talk about the war earlier on at the beginning of this program.
Well, if that's what you call talking about it. The point is this. My freedom of speech was denied on WBI by Al Lewis, and I appeal to everybody to be concerned because it's not just my freedom of speech. It's all our freedom of speech, and apparently people don't even know what that process is.
Well, Monroe, if I could just say, we had a caller, Louise, I believe it was, very, very, very early in the game, who said there are not enough venues for people to get on, to get in, callers with inventing their own topics as they go. Obviously, that's a sentiment that certain listeners have. Other listeners feel rather differently. However, as we get better at what we do and more balanced at what we do, bring in more space for listeners to comment, you have to recognize that this is the rule of diversity. You ain't going to like every minute that's on the air, and not everyone is going to like you. And if that producer makes an individual choice that he will not have you on his program, he's making it for his program, not for the station. That is a 90-minute program. I know it hurts you. I know you're disappointed, and I know you're angry. But that is simply the choice that the producer and host has the right to make. So I'm sure the conversation will continue. WBAI, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hello, sir.
Yes, I'd like to just repeat what the young lady has said earlier. But I will say this, as far as the general programming, it's good. And some of the programs are very good and all moving towards excellence. But in terms of the music that comes on, the program music, as well as the music that comes throughout the day, I have to say it's horrible. And if we're going to say world music, we need to cover the world. Like the woman that said, Asia is two-thirds of the world. No Asian music at all. No, you talk about there's not enough Latin music. In Brazil, we had no Brazilian music. None. It's you know, Monday to Thursday, it's reggae. Friday is just, you get a little bit of Latin. And we need to have a more overall musical structure. And then also within the music, the moods, there's a certain music for the morning, certain music, you know, it's just fit the mood of the day. And I wish you could work on that.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Good suggestion. Thank you, sir.
And WBAI, report to the listener, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, let me lower the radio. Congratulations on your new promotion. My name is Nilsa Rios. I've been listening to the program, and I'm a longtime listener of WBAI. And I've been listening to some of the callers today, and I agree with what they are saying so much. I am a Latina. And I was so much fond of Santiago Nieves' show. I was wondering if you're bringing him back, because I really enjoyed his shows and the issues that he used to bring up to you know, for all the listeners to be aware of.
Thank you, Sister, for your support of WBAI over the years. No, Mr. Santiago Nieves has moved on to other pastures, but we will be increasing, in fact, our Latino coverage, both in terms of public affairs and also in terms of our arts programming, and that is going to be become evident in the months ahead.
Thank you for that call, and thank you for this call. This is WBAI. We're down to our last 12 minutes, so if you could please be brief. Hello.
Hello. My name is Damien from New Jersey. I just wanted to pretty much just say, I'll give you an idea of who's listening, because I know a lot of people call and say they've been listening for years. I just want to bring up this point that I didn't know BAI existed until September 11th. That day, I, excuse me, I turned on the radio so I can get coverage, and I heard BAI. Thing that happened to me, unfortunately, was at that time. I'm glad to hear you guys are making changes. Excuse me. I just want to real quick touch on the Earl Caldwell and Hugh Hamilton thing. Maybe they could, their shows can overlap for an hour. You know, maybe one knows, you know. That's all I had to say. I can't get myself to speak to say anything more.
Okay,
but,
thank you.
You guys are doing a great job. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very, very much. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Matthew. This is John Hager. I'd like to welcome Don Rojas as the new general manager and say hello to Bernard and Jose and everything. I'd like to ask Bernard whether the disability program will continue in the news station lineup.
No question about it. We brought it here because, you know, we had been working on bringing them in for several months,
yes,
and then we had an interruption.
Yes, I know.
13-month really interruption.
And I really appreciate that. Another idea I had was, how about behind the news? I like that very much. But I would like to have Behind the News return to the same kind of format that Samori Marksman did, if possible. I don't know whether it's possible to do that. In other words, have somebody come in and do a similar type of program with international affairs. And what's ever happening that day.
Okay, as we've been saying, we are looking at a variety of different types of programming. We do want to raise the levels of conversation here, so that's on the table, too.
Before I get off, because I know you don't have too much time, I was on since 3 o'clock trying to get in. There's a book I like to recommend to people. It's called Nothing About Us Without Us by James L. Charlton, C-H-A-R-L-T-O-N. And it's about disability, but from an international perspective, published by the University of California Press. If possible, you can get a copy of that and have the author on. That would be really good because he takes a totally totally different position on it. He surveys people throughout the international community and talks about how capitalism keeps people with disabilities down, as we all know, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much for your call. B.A.I., you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. I also want to welcome Don Rojas. I only want to echo a sentiment of a lady previously who said that we should have more discussion, especially at the time of the war. Like during the day, the only time we hear about the war is Amy Show on Democracy Now. We should have some more discussion periodically, like you have all the networks giving their point of view. You know, we're not hearing other voices, and I think we should, during the day, we should have some kind of discussion towards that.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing about Earl Caldwell. I think he was done a disservice when he was taken off 3 days a week and put on 1 day a week. I think he should give it a little more time also. Mm-hmm. And I think that's about it for now. You did a good job.
Okay, thank you very much.
You know, one thing about Earl requested that he just be on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that was a request that he made.
Let me also say to the listener, Bernard, that we will, as we build up to this huge anti-war rally on February the 15th, be devoting more airtime throughout the day to discussions about the impending war. We also want to use this occasion to put out a call to volunteers to work with WBAI in our coverage of that event on February the 15th, as well as to get involved with your local community, WBAI, Friends of WBAI organizations, which are spread out throughout the tri-state area. They are going to be bringing contingents to march behind a WBAI, Friends of WBAI banner on that day. Also want to put out the call to for volunteers to assist us in our website. As I said earlier on, if you have internet or web skills, you can get in touch with Tony Ryan, who is our webmaster. And Tony can be reached by email at webmaster@wbai.org. And finally, a call for volunteers to work with our newly constituted design committee, our arts and design committee, which is being headed up by Dina Colbert. And this is to take a look at the complete redesign of our lobby and the reception area to make it much more welcoming to our listeners. As well as our performance space. If you have ideas or skills in the area of interior design, please call Dina Colbert. Her number is 212-209-2955. That number again, 212-209-2955, Dina Colbert.
Well, also, if I could just respond, the idea that the coverage of this impending war and all the international brinksmanship that's happening here ends at 10 o'clock. I think you should take a further listen to some of the programs that are on at 10 o'clock, that are on at 11 o'clock. A show may come on saying it's about youth activism, but what is the active issue? It is this war. A show may be defined as Native American, but what is the issue for Native Americans? Above all, sovereignty. Is that not up also about this war? Colonialism, is that not also about this war? That's just because there are many ways to, how did Rumi say? There are many ways to kneel and touch the ground. That's how Rumi put it. You may be the last call, but let's go to you, WBAI New York.
Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to know who is working on the website, because I would like to speak with that person and make sure that it's going to be accessible for people using synthetic speech and people using text browsers, etc.
Okay, ma'am. I just gave the name of the webmaster. I can repeat it for you. His name is Tony Ryan, and he can be reached at by email at webmaster@wbai.org, and I'm sure Tony is open to your suggestions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're squeezing one more?
Let's squeeze one more.
You're on the air.
Hello.
program idea. During the recent rally in Washington, Ramsey Clark called for the impeachment of President Bush. And I don't know if maybe you could pull together him and Lynn Stewart, is it, or something where you'd have a weekly show where you pull together all the legal angles on resisting administration and its most of its legal issues that come up, but also have a central focus on seeing if they can pull together some kind of a real impeachment effort or rationale to present to Congress, or set up a mock impeachment or something to expand on. And maybe you could have Ramsey Clark on once a week along with Lynn Stewart along those lines, something like that.
All right, excellent idea. Thank you. We'll take that into consideration.
All right, and I think we will complete with a final rapid call, and you are selected for immortality to finish off this month's report to the listener. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Jim in Long Island, and good luck to everybody, and it's been a great show. Sometimes it's the little things that get us rubbed the wrong way, and I'm going to pick a little nit, and it's probably the littlest one you've heard all day, but I'm going to throw it in here. Hugh Hamilton's show, which I'm blanking on the name on.
Talk back.
He puts out his email address, and it's the name of the show, at AOL.com. Now, if that doesn't send mixed messages, nothing does. For BAI to be pushing AOL.
Okay, it is a small point, sir, but it is a significant point nonetheless.
It's a tiny point, and in fact, a great chance for your fundraisers to get a local ISP to donate some email addresses to you guys for all the on-air personalities.
We're working on, in fact, all the on-air personalities will be having, if they don't already have it by today, WBAI.org email addresses. And as we move to develop further our website, we will probably be in a position in a few months from now to offer WBAI.org email addresses to all of our listeners. Okay.
Well, we do want to, thank you for staying with us for the past 2 hours, or if you joined in at any point during that time. This has been the January report to the listener. We got it in just under the wire. We will be returning back in February with another report. And we do thank all of you for your support. It is your support that has, your generous support, that has helped us in the transformation of the station. We will be coming to you again in February, and hopefully you will be, we can entice you to support us, to continue and increase that support. So thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This is Don Rojas once again on behalf of all of my colleagues and all the members of our staff, both paid and unpaid staff. A special shout out to the dozens and dozens of dedicated and talented unpaid producers who help us keep this station on the air. Thank them for their continued support and dedication. And don't forget, coming up in February, February 12th, our marathon fun drive, our winter drive. Look forward to being with you again at that time. Look forward to your support. Thank you very much.
All right.